and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Hebrews. We're in chapter 9 with verses 6 through 10. With these arrangements for worship, the priests, in performing their service, go into the outer tabernacle repeatedly, but the high priest alone goes into the inner one once a year, not without blood that he offers for himself and for the sins of the people. In this way, the Holy Spirit shows that the way into the sanctuary had not yet been revealed, while the outer tabernacle still had its place. This is a symbol of the present time, in which gifts and sacrifices are offered that cannot perfect the worshiper in conscience, but only in matters of food and drink and various ritual washings. Regulations concerning the flesh imposed until the time of the new order. Redemption eternal is coming our way. Paul is describing the old cleansing that was used back in the day. Goats and lambs and cattle were killed to say, "Here is our offering, Lord, please forgive us each day." Paul will soon describe why Jesus replaces each and every detail. Overcoming death and offering his blood was humanity's eternal rail. When you see this once and for all as absolute truth, then your conversion is at hand, and Jesus becomes the reason we live and take our last breath for eternal redemption. Enjoying a peace that you should also feel here in the present time of everything Jesus. Your fright will become the fuel your practice, pray, and proclaim. Why we live spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed to entertain. Angels in the mercy Jesus taught us all to ordain. Amen. Please join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, Elliot. We have praise worship for Jeffrey, who has recently found a job. We hope that it goes well with him. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. And we pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others who just recently joined the church. And in the Holy Spirit, we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts him. My poem comes from the study of Hebrews 9. We're in verses 1 through 5. Hopefully the puppy won't be barking in the background, who's outside eating, trying to come back inside. We'll try not to be too loud and to hide what we have to confide. In our three stanza poem for verses 1 through 5 in Hebrews 9, it's titled Washings Ritual Battlefield. Service performed, worship arrangements these, priest repeatedly visiting tabernacle to please, priest high yearly only once to enter in fear, himself offering blood for people's sins to appear. Spirit holy shows way, sanctuary revealed, place still, tabernacle outer yet not concealed. Time present, symbol, sacrifices and gifts would yield, worshiper perfected, not in conscience. Are they healed? Drink, food matters, washing rituals, battlefield, flesh concerns, tatters, order, new revealed. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It's April 26, 2022. Recording this morning at 6:55 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. And God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're going to be closing today at about the 6:11 mark instead of the 7:11 mark. That's a little early. We've got something going on this morning. We've got to prepare for it. So we say hello to our good friends John and Marie in a perpetual prayer of love of Jesus. Have an awesome day in the Lord. And thanks for joining us. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.